Well, shalom and welcome to the second hour of 2 Hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. I hope you enjoyed the first hour, and we have some great kazonas coming up for the second hour. This is a Yom Kippur special. You know, last week I did a rebroadcast for Rosh Hashanah, but this is not a rebroadcast. Julian, this is the real thing, okay? Anyway, while I was preparing for this program, I went back to some of my old tapes and CDs from previous holidays to just get some thoughts about what I would like to play. And if you heard the rabbi's commentary, Rabbi Gordon's commentary at the end of the first hour, that particular program was also when I gave one of my regular commentaries about Israel. It's something I haven't been doing lately. I really, as I hear the sound of the shofar, it's a wake-up call for me, perhaps, to give my commentaries about what's going on. But I'll leave that decision for a while, and perhaps you'll have some thoughts on that. Anyway, going back to September 19th of 1993, which is 20 years ago, I gave a commentary. I was totally against Oslo. I really saw it as a disaster, which it did turn out to be. And I thought I would play it. It's just a couple minutes. And it's just, Ein Chadash Tachat HaShemesh. There's really nothing new under the sun. Haven't changed much in 20 years. So just for a couple of minutes, let me go back to that program and have you listen to my comments. My dear listeners, you and I have always prayed for the day when peace will come to Israel. Will Arafat deliver peace? It is only a matter of time for Arafat to meet the same fate as Sadat. His assassination is assured. And who will take over after he is gone? Will it be someone from Fatah, Hamas, or the Hezbollah? You recall that when the UN partitioned Palestine in 1948, the Jewish state of Israel was half of what became Israel. The Galilee went to the Arabs. A large stretch of land along the Mediterranean went to the Arabs. Judea, Samaria went to the Arabs. When Ben-Gurion was asked how he could accept such a tiny area of land, he is reported to have said, "We'll take what we can get for now." Arafat has always talked of taking over Israel in stages, and this clearly is the first stage. Arafat is also saying, "We'll take what we can get for now and worry about the rest of Israel later." It is in the heart of the descendants of Amalek and Ishmael to hate the Jews, and they will never give the Jews peace. Their goal is to rid Palestine of Jews. Last week, prior to my playing the Unasana Talk of Prayer, I recounted the story of Rab Amnon, who over 10 centuries ago was told by the Bishop of Mainz that he had to convert to Christianity. Rab Amnon asked for time to think it over. Realizing his sin in insinuating that he might consider conversion, when he returned to the bishop 3 days later, he asked that his tongue be cut out. Instead, the bishop cut off his legs and then his arms, and the mutilated body of Rab Amnon was carried to the synagogue on Rosh Hashanah, where the rabbi recited the Unasana Talk of Prayer and then died. Rabin's sin of insinuation is similar to Rab Amnon's sin of insinuation. Rabin has told Arafat and the PLO that the issue of Jerusalem will be discussed in 2 years, even though at the same time he tells us that Jerusalem is not negotiable. But if Jerusalem is not negotiable, what are they going to discuss in 2 years? As an aside, how many of you have heard the Arafat interview last week when he said, and I quote, "Rabin has his Jerusalem and I will have my Jerusalem." Rabin, like Rab Amnon, is committing the sin of insinuating that something unthinkable is thinkable. I pray that the Israeli people will not meet the same fate as that of Rab Amnon. One last thought. Now those traitorous Jews who met with Arafat in 1988 are crowing how they helped pave the way to peace. Rita Hauser, Menachem Rosensaft, and their ilk should wait a while before they declare how much they helped bring peace. Unfortunately, Israel is dealing with the descendants of Amalek and Ishmael. PLO slime, who boasted of their great operation and military heroism when they butchered 20 children in Ma'alot, when they butchered 11 Israeli athletes in Munich, when they slaughtered 8 children and others in Kiryat Shmona. And can we easily forget their rejoicing as the Scuds brought their death and destruction to civilians in Israel? We'll see what kind of peace Israel will get from the descendants of Amalek and Ishmael. The previous opinions were mine.
Okay, those were my previous opinions. And yes, Menachem Rosensaft and Rita Hauser and the others who went to Stockholm to resuscitate and to bring forth, to anoint Arafat, they have a lot of blood on their hands, as far as I'm concerned. Menachem Rosensaft, who is featured so often in the Jewish Week, I blame him, I blame Hauser and the others for bringing that horrible, horrible Arafat to rule over the people that despised him. His own people despised him, and this is what we've gotten. And it all started there. It all started there. Okay, you heard me in that commentary from 20 years ago talk about Rab Amnon, and let's hear the Unas Anatok of prayer. This is a little different now. This is going to be Zevi Muller and his brother Moish with Unas Anatok. Ilu re adayo chesu. Okay, Yunusana Tokef, a little different take on that. The two brothers, Zevi Muller and Moshe Muller. Yunusana Tokef, which contains Kavar Chorus and Barosh Hashona, comes right after that. The Kavar Chorus prayer is, or the section of the Yunusana Tokef prayer, Kavar Chorus. Like a shepherd pasturing his flock, making sheep. Pass under his staff. So shall you cause to pass, count, calculate, and consider the soul of all the living, and you shall apportion the fixed needs of all your creatures and inscribe their verdict. And then right after that comes Barosh Hashanah. Let's hear the great Yesla Rosenblatt with his outstanding Kavah chorus. Yosla, let's hear Moshele, Moshe Shulhoff with Kavah chorus. We're saddened by the loss of this wonderful chazan just a couple of months ago, and at least we have his wonderful recordings as a memorial. Kavak Chorus with Moshe Shulhoff.
Kavak Chorus
Okay.
Schulhoff with Kavar Chorus. Okay, during the Chazan's repetition of the Musaf for Yom Kippur, we come across Asura Haruge Malchus, the Ten Martyrs. We'll next hear Zavel Kvartin with his very, very famous Tiher Rabbi Yishmael, Zavel Kvartin.
Vitiehe Rabbi Yishmael Atzmoy Ve'yizkir Ve'yizkiris Hashem b'silu etiyem Ve'yuhulu l'amurim Ve'yuhulu l'amurim Vishual, vishual Vishual m'yistu yislevu Venom loy Kablo Kablo alechem tzadikim v'yidiyem Ki shomati me'achor yapar Rabbi Shmuel
Zavel Kvartin with Tihir Rabbi Yishmael. Just going back into the beginning of that section about the 10 martyrs, the first selection is Ela Ezkara. These I shall recall, or shall I recall. The story of the 10 martyrs is an emotional highlight of the Yom Kippur service, as well as the Kinos, or Lamentations of Tisha B'Av. It is the moving and tragic story of 10 sages of the Mishnaic period, who were brutally put to death to satisfy the anti-Semitic caprice of a Roman ruler. Let's hear the introductory paragraph beginning with Ela Ezkara with Pierre Pinchik.
Oh,
Pierre Pinchuk with Ella Escaro. Let's go to Yaakov Mortzen, accompanied by Bensian Miller. This will be Va'afhu Miskavein. Hayar, Va'afhu Hayar Miskavein.
Oh,
Okay, that was Mortzen and Miller with Afhu Hoyor Miskavein. And this is Charlie Bernhardt, hoping that you're enjoying this special for Yom Kippur. Put you in the Yom Kippur mood. Okay, coming up, Leibler Waldman with Avinu Malkeinu.
Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu Malkeinu, Asei Yosei Leman, Asei Leman Harogim Malishem Kodeshelchu.
Bovienu, Malikenu, Asele Manecho, Vihoyeshienu. Oyavinu, Malikenu. Avinu malikveinu, avinu malikveinu, aseleman liman rachamim.
That was Leibler Waldman with Avinu Malkeinu. Our next selection is from the Nila service. And as I have mentioned over the years, I've put together some of my favorites. And this is always, always on that CD that I make to give out to new fans of Chazanis. This is the wonderful, wonderful recording of Shmuel Malofsky from the Nila service, Shomea Kol Bichios.
Shoy me ya kol bichyoyis, shoy me ya
Outstanding, Shmuel Malofsky. And we will close with Gershon Sirota with Hashem, Hashem.
Thank you. Neuzir, Jesen lovar la fir. I say you want, Vafesha.
Vafesha.
We have smiled, we not care.
Well, as we listen to the Kol Nidre of Bruch with the cello, and we just heard the blast of the shofar, I hope that you are preparing yourself for the fast. And, you know, my wish for you is a Gemeinschter Jahr, a blessed year of good health. That's the main thing, good health. Then everything else falls in line. You should have success and happiness. And we should have peace in Israel and peace throughout the world. Thank you so much for joining with me, everyone. And come back again next week. Have an easy fast. Shalom.